Welcome to the Ask Me How I Know podcast, the only podcast in the multifamily niche replicating what takes place outside the walls of a seminar. This is like the lobby, where honest, unscripted conversations take place and transformation happens. We'll talk about practical problem solving in the multifamily niche, as well as overcoming limiting beliefs. Thank you for joining us today, and now for our featured guest. Welcome back to Ask Me How I Know. I just think it's absolutely hilarious that I'm about ready to talk to you about who cares, and yet I was stalling on pressing the record button because I was like, how am I going to say that? How's that going to go? Will it make sense? And then I started overthinking it. And so it's like completely ironic every time I record these, because it's always a matter of, am I actually doing what I am suggesting and like putting out there for you guys? Like, am I internalizing it enough to take action? So yeah, so today we're talking about who cares? And I think that we've really abused this word and this phrase, and we need to take it back. We need to bring it back into our vocabulary in a very powerful way. So let's talk about who cares. So sometimes we say that really flippantly, and sometimes we say that as a deflective defense mechanism. You know, like somebody says something hurtful, and a lot of times you see this in adolescents, right? That, you know, they have all their burns. That's what they call them now. They were like cutlows when I was a kid. You know, there's always like same thing, just new, you know, name for it. And so when we're doing this, it's like, hey, you know, you just kind of brush it off your shoulder and be like, who cares what you say? And yet inside, we actually really do care quite a bit. And so we're just kind of using who cares to defend ourselves so that we won't feel that pain and that hurt, right? So let's look at who cares and take it back in a better way. And as I was sitting with my daughter, we went grocery shopping. So, you know, I usually end up telling y'all a story about my own life and how this even came about, right? So I arrived back home from grocery shopping last night with my daughter. I didn't even plan on going grocery shopping. It's one of those things you just end up, you know, going to pick up one item and end up, you know, we're here, let's just do this. And she plays this song, a very specific song, as we're driving home. Hey mom, can I DJ? Of course you can DJ, go for it. And she is like very selective. She's taking her time about it. And I'm like, all right. I mean, I'd like to have some music sometime on our drive home, but anyhow, so she ends up playing this song, and I'm going to drop a link everywhere for this song. It's like a super powerful mindset song. So make sure you go and find it and add it to your playlist. Even if you don't like the melody or, you know, the tune, the style or whatever, just add it into your mindset playlist. Well, anyhow, so we're driving home and we pull in to, you know, in front of our house, and she says, mom, can we finish listening to it? She had restarted the song again. And we're sitting there, and I thought, in that moment, who cares? See, that's the moment that we want to reclaim. Who cares, right? It's not that I want to defend myself. I thought of like all the millions of things. I had just left, you know, my W-2 job all day long, and now I'm ready to get home and to start, you know, all of my tasks around the house and just wanting to spend time with my family. And yet she is my family. And she's asking for my time. She's saying, hey, mom, and she's not saying this like in these words, but this is what her actions are saying. She's saying, hey, mom, I want your time. I want your time, and I want to spend our time listening to this song together and singing this song together. We're not good singers, by the way. And that's what I want to do. She invited me into her world. She invited me to have this moment with her. And I could have, and in the past I would have been like, yeah, you know, we just listened to it. So like, let's just get going. You know, you know, dad, your brother, everybody's in there. Let's like get in the house and let's get going. Those are the moments right there. I believe these are the powerful moments in life where we have to say, who cares? We can see on the stereo system, it says 2 minutes and 32 seconds. You know, like did she want forever of my time? No, she didn't want all of my time. She wasn't like, hey, mom, we're going to sit in the car all night long and listen to music. No, she was saying, hey, let's enjoy this right now. So how many times have you missed out on this moment in your life because you're so wrapped up in all of these other tasks, mundane tasks? They're important, but they're not the ones that you're going to remember 5-10 years from now. And they're not the ones that are going to leave the legacy behind. Yes, I'm going to agree, absolutely stacked on top of each other, they are going to have a powerful impact in everybody's life. We can't neglect our disciplines, but on the other hand, we have to have this harmony where we understand in that moment, that balance where we say, okay, this is that moment. Who cares about those things? This right here is my priority. This is what I'm shaping right now. And now it doesn't have to be a child. We make these decisions like when at our jobs, business decisions all the time. So I want to challenge you to say, who cares? Press that pause button on a task. So here's another way this manifests itself. And I'll throw myself under the bus, but I could easily throw most people under the bus on this one. So I'll take the hit because I care about you. How about this? When somebody's talking and you're in a room and then all of a sudden, you know, you know, I just got to go take care of this real fast. And you leave the setting, even though maybe you're in the same room, but, oh, I'm going to pick up this TPS report and I'm going to go put it in the trash can on the other side of the room, right? Like sometimes something will catch our eye when we're in the middle of a meeting, and it might be a really significant meeting, maybe not for us. Maybe it's not something that's revealing to us, but it might be something that's really important to that person that you were speaking with. And so are you kind of like, yeah, checked out mentally, you know, they're just rambling on again, you know? And so you just go, hey, you know what? I just got to go. You might not even say anything and you just take it over and it shuts it down for that person. So I'm going to challenge you. Say, who cares in those moments when you identify that squirrel, identify it for what it is and say like, wow, distracted. I need to get back mentally into this, engaged into this conversation so that I can support this person I'm speaking with. It takes time. I'm totally still working on developing this because I am a highly distractible kind of person because of all of my curiosity. But so challenge for this week. Who cares? Embrace the words. Use them for power. Don't use them to protect yourself and to deflect things, but use them to create powerful moments for yourself, for your dreams, your visions, your ambitions, and the people around you. It's awesome. Now, go. Find your freedom. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Ask Me How I Know. My guests are the most humble successes, so be sure to show them your appreciation by rating this episode 5 stars, which sounds silly, but let's be real. Ratings, likes, and shares, they take no time at all, but make all the difference in the world, if only to boost morale. Also, since I don't spend time on the how and why they got into investing, be sure to check out the show notes to get to know more about today's guests, including other podcasts they've been on that has a more traditional format that will give other details about their investment journey. It'll also tell you things like the most influential person in their life and what they're reading right now, as well as how to connect with them. And please subscribe and rate Ask Me How I Know so it reaches other listeners like you. Until next time, go find your freedom.